Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I am honored and delighted to be able to give you meditation instruction. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, and we're going to start now. So get comfortable, whether you're seated on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair, which is also totally fine. And if you are in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And let me just begin by wishing you a very happy, healthy, wonderful, peaceful new year. This is a time of year where naturally our thoughts turn to the basics of our lives and changes we would like to make and what we would like to keep and what we would like to discard. And really, we consider anew what is really important to us. So I thought I would take a moment as we start our first meditation practice of the year together to just revisit three of the basics, three of the most important and essential things that we all need to remember again and again in order to make our meditation practice as powerful as it can be. So the first thing that I would like to tell you or remind you of, whether this is your billionth time meditating or your very first, and a special hello and welcome, if that is the case, is that in order to meditate, you do not have to stop thinking. You do not have to clear the mind of thought. You do not have to empty your mind. You don't have to think happy, perky things. You can think whatever you want. What your mind on some days may be speedy and racy and frenetic, no problem. On other days it may be spacious and peaceful and open, and that's fine too. But you don't have to change the way it is in this particular moment in order to meditate. So don't worry about that. The second thing that is important to remember is that meditation is about the placement of attention. And this is different than thinking about something. And if you will indulge me, I'd like to just do a very brief experiment with you that will show what it means to place attention. And if you've been practicing with the Open Heart Project, I'm sure you've done this, but please enjoy doing it again. If I ask you, without changing or moving anything, to just notice the tip of your left index finger. You don't have to move or look at it or anything. Just let your attention hover on the tip of your left index finger. Maybe it's resting on your leg. Maybe it's maybe you're scratching your arm. Maybe you're thinking about something. Doesn't matter. Just notice it. And now place your attention on your right earlobe. Now put it back on your left index finger. So something moves between those two points, and that something is your awareness. And that is what you place on the breath in meditation practice. So when we get to that point in the instruction where I say, please place your attention on the breath, take that thing that moved from your finger to your ear and put it on the felt sense of breath coming in and out of the body. And that's really all there is to it. And then the third and final thing that is important to remember in meditation practice, and this may be the most important thing, is to trust yourself. Trust your own wisdom, trust your own mind, trust that the way the practice proceeds for you is the way it should be proceeding, and that there is actually no one, not even me, who can tell you how your meditation practice should look, should unfold, should result in. It will be different for each of us. And as we go through this journey together, I invite you, and I will continue to invite you, to trust your innate wisdom and that your mind already knows how to meditate. And I am simply reminding you. So I hope those things are useful. And without further ado, let's begin our practice for today. Be Begin your practice, please, by sitting up straight, but with a sense of ease and naturalness, not like someone told me I had bad posture, but more like I am right here, right now. I'm taking my seat right in the middle of my life, and in so doing, I proclaim my innate dignity. Therefore, I sit up straight. The hands are resting, palms down, in a simple way, just above the knee. And let your belly relax and spread and soften. And imagine that even though you may stop paying attention to this softening, it continues to soften as our practice proceeds without you having to try. Let your shoulders relax. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long. And the mouth is closed, but the lips can be slightly parted. Breath comes in and out through the nose. And the eyes remain open, and the gaze cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front of you, or 1.5 meters. And instead of reaching out for that spot with your eyes, let your eyes almost sit back a little bit in the sockets, and imagine that what you're looking at is coming toward you to be seen. And you just wait. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Now place your attention on your breath. Feel the breath. Follow the breath. Be with the breath. As it comes in on the inhale and dissolves out on the exhale. Imagine that each breath is like a gathering in of energy and richness. And each out-breath is a letting go, a release, a giving back. And the cycle has no end. Your mind will continue to make thoughts, obviously, no problem. However, consider those thoughts as something that is happening over here in the periphery. While your main focus is the breath. And if you become distracted by thought, whatever it is, good, bad, or ugly, doesn't matter. When you do notice, simply let go and gently come back and begin again. breathing in and breathing out. And feeling the support and companionship of the more than 12,000 of us now all over the world who are sitting together in this way, breathing together. Thank you so much for your practice, and thank you so much for practicing together.